This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, calling on Thaddeus McCotter of American Greatness and a recovering politician to help me with a headline and poll published in the Washington Post. The headline, Biden faces broad negative ratings at start of campaign, post-ABC poll finds. Subhead, the president's approval ratings slipped to a new low. More Americans than not doubt his mental acuity. And his support against leading GOP challengers is far shakier than at this point 4 years ago. The poll has many moving parts, approval, etc., economy, who's more. But the one that I go to most importantly is Democrat-leaning adults polled on the fact of the president's campaign for renomination. 58% say no, nominate someone other than the president. 58%. 36% say stay with the president's intention. 58 to 36 by Democrat-leaning adults. That is, how to interpret this? Because the president is being told, retire, step aside, don't at any point go forward, and yet he's announced his nomination. What is to be done?
Well, he's not going to be the nominee. I know at some point some people have difference of opinion with me on this, but he's not going to be the nominee. I think it'll be his exit will be probably more graceful than Lyndon Johnson back in 1968. But I still think it's going to happen. In the final analysis, numbers like this amongst his own base voters. My belief, as I've told you before, is that he was intended to be a one-term president. I've seen no signs that he's going to be anything other. I think the Democrats are very afraid that they'll try to run him again. The only thing I think that would keep Democrats, would give them heart, would be Donald Trump being a Republican nominee, because I think they believe they could certainly beat him again. But in the final analysis, they're very concerned about a newer face of the Republican Party, and there could be some running for president, which would make it very difficult for Mr. Biden to get elected. And I think they'd rather move in a different direction at this point in time as well. And that's what the polls numbers are showing.
Mr. Biden announced his nomination the day before Susan Rice left her extremely powerful position as domestic advisor. Do these events connect?
They might not. I think they certainly, I've talked about it before, is that Susan Rice is very loyal to the Obama team. She did a lot of work there on the agenda that he had put forward back when he was president and continued it through the Biden administration. I think that her departure was eclipsed by Mr. Biden's announcement to run again. I think that Gavin Newsom's tour of the southern states has something to do with it. Whether or not Susan Rice or somebody else may be the chosen one of the Obama administration to succeed Joe Biden remains to be seen, although we will get some more indications of that, I think, in the next couple months. I think Newsom wants to run himself. We have people like Governor Whitmer. It'll be very interesting to see. That's a question of control on the Obama team's part. Clearly, Joe Biden was controllable by them, and Susan Rice running the domestic policy. So we'll see, but I do believe that Biden will not be the nominee. I think that the Obama team will have a candidate, and at the present time, I do not believe that it's Gavin Newsom, because Gavin Newsom, I don't think, can be controlled by the Obama team. I think he has his own power base coming out of California.
My understanding was that President Obama endorsed or in some way supported the nomination of Senator Harris to be vice president. Is Senator Harris under consideration in the event that Mr. Biden changes his direction?
Well, I think it's very important for the Democratic Party, especially, that if you're going to, in the age of the woke progressive base of the Democratic Party, part of the allure of someone would be to be the first female president. Certainly the first female president of color would be very important. But unfortunately, from I think Vice President Harris's part, despite all the attempted reboots, her own dismal primary performance, she's not going to be particularly electable, especially in a general election. So there may be some place where they can and find her. Maybe the Supreme Court's been bandied about, maybe some other position. But in the final analysis, it's going to be very important for the Democratic Party to break away from. It's kind of the caricature that they like to denigrate, which is the, quote, stereotypical old white male. But that's who they nominated back in 2020. I don't think they're going to want to do that again in 2024.
And Mr. Biden, does he finish his term if he says that I'm not going to be the nominee? Would there, this poll indicates that the president, the public doubts his acuity. Is that a factor?
Well, I don't think he's certainly not going to be subject to the impeachment or the 25th Amendment or anything like that. And so unless he has a significant health problem that impairs his ability to continue as he's continuing now, whether you like it or not, I think he can make it all. He can continue on this course up through January 2025. But clearly, he's not going to be their nominee, and he's certainly not going to be able to campaign vigorously, and I think that's one of the large reasons they expect him not to run again. He has to announce that he's running again, otherwise his entire the next 20 months or whatever, he's a complete lame duck.
That is McOtter, recovering politician at American Greatness. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
The all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro4X provides freedom. Freedom to explore, to go wherever you want, with your whole crew and all your toys. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, and seating for eight, this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.